Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. I hope you guys are enjoying your Friday. Happy Friday to all. You guys woke up in a good mood because this weather, puts you in a funk, especially us Chicagoans. We're not ready for this, but we're going to push through it. You know how we do. Today, I want to talk about something that, as usual, people really don't like to talk about. I'm going to talk about how to deal with heartbreak. A lot of us are dealing with some type of heartbreak in some shape or form. I know I've been speaking with people, and it's just been a lot of that going around. I've even personally dealt with it. So I just want to kind of touch on that subject, see if I can give a little love and encouragement, and give my perspective. As usual, I'll try to give you guys a little bit under 7 minutes. And I will get to you guys after these messages. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Thank you so much for listening to those messages. I always appreciate you guys. I want to give a special thanks to all those who have been donating, putting in work, just helping me move through the nonsense and get this nonprofit up and running, as well as help you guys with your businesses. You guys are amazing. You're encouraging. I love all of you, and I appreciate the kind words that I get from you guys. It really goes a long way with me. So I always like to give special thanks. Thank you for those who have been donating to the Tall Company. If you haven't, please, every penny counts. I don't care if you give me 50 cents. 50 cents will feed somebody something. I will figure it out. So please, Cash App, you know, the dollar sign, the Tall Company. So please make sure you guys help the homeless. We're actually trying to go out tomorrow, Saturday, but it's looking like it's going to be some crazy weather. So I'm going to figure out how I'm going to do it, but they're going to get fed some way, somehow, regardless. So back to the subject at hand today, dealing with heartbreak. I mean, I can't really say how to deal with heartbreak because Lord knows I'm just trying to make it right now. But I know that we all have dealt with heartbreak and we somehow get through it. So I just wanted to kind of touch on some of the things that kind of help me stay focused when I'm dealing with heartbreak or disappointments, but heartbreak especially. So honestly, I can't even explain the power of heartbreak. Heartbreak can stop you dead in your tracks, change your whole mentality of life, the meaning of life, what you have planned for life, all those things. That's why the heart is such a powerful thing, and I think people don't understand that, you know, when you really, really love a person and you sharing, you know, everything with that person, that connection is something serious. That's why people don't understand. You can't play with people's hearts because, boy, you could really, really change a person for the bad most of the time. So I know when I'm dealing with my issues, you have your ups and your downs. You have your good days. I always call it the moments. We have good moments and then we have bad moments. So I learned to just kind of, number one, know your weaknesses, know the things that are, you know, those triggers, I like to call them. You know, I'm one of those people that I live through moments and smells and touches and sights and things of that nature. So it's really hard for me to shake it when I'm dealing with heartbreak, because it could be the simplest things that will draw me, will be my trigger, like, you know, a sunset or a certain song, or, you know, going to a specific restaurant, tasting certain food. So it's hard to kind of navigate around those different triggers to keep yourself from just bawling every 5 seconds. One thing that kind of helped me out was to learn to fight through it. you gotta just, you gotta face your pain. You know, if that's the song that you and that person use, listen to the song, man. Enjoy the song. It's just a song. You gotta be able to get past what those previous moments, because the only thing that matters and the only thing that technically exists is the present. Tomorrow doesn't exist. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And yesterday's gone. So we can't bring it back. We don't know what happened anywhere else in that day other than what happened to you. And you don't even remember all of the moments. So you kind of got to just stay in the moment of today and now and just focusing on you and your happiness as much as possible. Another thing is surrounding yourself by people who are happy and loving. Don't go to the friend that you know is going to have a whole bunch of depressing ass drama after you tell them what you're going through. Because it's not going to help you. You're just going to be even more depressed afterwards. You need somebody that's going to be positive. Somebody that's going to be like, look, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You are the best person in the world. They missed out. Sorry. Let's go party. Let's go do something. Let's take our mind off of it. So you want to surround yourselves with amazing people, positive people, loving people, and eliminate anybody who has anything, you know, negative to say, because this is not the time that you need any negativity in your life. Another thing I like to do, especially, is to just get out the house. Don't sit in the house. I can't do the sitting and sulking thing. It's just gonna make it even worse. You're just gonna sit there and cry yourself, not eat, or overeat. So get out the house. Go see the world. Go smile at people. Go talk. Go just get out the house. Do not sit in that silence and sulk. You got to keep moving, man. Just stick and move. I know it really hurts. It's really hard to deal with heartbreak, especially if you really love the person. So it's the most important thing. And I know it's controversial, but not. And you got to give it to God. Seriously. Because what's meant to be is going to be, especially if it's in line with his will. So don't stress yourself. Give him that burden. He's the one that know you crying. He know you hurting. You think a friend knows? No, the creator really knows how you feel. And he is lining something up for you, whether it be the person you was thinking about or somebody new, or just lining up your life in general. Because sometimes people aren't supposed to be who you're with. And we like to lie to ourselves, because we can get lonely, we can get lustful, and we can be greedy. So that's just our sinful nature, unfortunately. So I want you guys who are dealing with heartbreak, just understand, I love you. We're going to have to just really share the love with each other, because that's the only way you're going to be able to get through it. Give some people some love that deserve your love. That's another way to get through it. I went out and fed the homeless. I am on that tip. That makes me feel amazing. I'd rather give these people love that truly deserve love. So take that time to give back. Maybe else that will actually be a passion that you never knew that you had. Come out here and feed some homeless people with me. It's amazing. And we have a ball. So it's a little over my 7 minutes, but I just wanted to share that with you guys. You guys are amazing. And you know I could care less about judging and all that crap. So hey, call me soft, call me whatever. Hey, that's cool with me. But just know, I know what you're going through, and it's going to be all right. And we have to cry on each other's shoulders sometimes. I love all you guys. I hope you have an amazing Friday. Let's all just literally just close our eyes and wish this mother sucking rain away so we can enjoy our day and see some sun. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. I love all you guys and have a great day.